has gone out on further information. So the planning is live. Many years ago, the Innis National tried to go in there, and there was objections by the Dias and by St. Flannan's College and all that kind of stuff, and it didn't happen. And something similar could happen here, but the reasons they're giving is that the college couldn't extend, you know what I mean? Now, whether that would have a bearing on that land, I don't know. And, you know, there's a traffic situation here around Gallus Hill. There are residents down along St. Patrick's Terrace that are not happy with it. They were looking into a greenfield site, and now they're looking into a hospital. So there's, at the same time, as you say, you know, there is a need for a new hospital. St. Joseph's has seen better days over there. And it's a serious catch-22. I just don't know, Rebecca.
Would you be hopeful that something could be worked out? They've asked the HSE to look at alternative sites and why they were discounted and to provide that information. But I believe it's the entrance, the proposed entrance at the moment, that seems to be the sticking point.
It is, as well as the extension of the school, if it ever happened. But the possibility of looking at other sites are there as well, like, you know. But there are probably too many obstacles on this site. You know, it's a lovely plan. I've seen the plan. But there are a lot of obstacles there in a very tight site, I can say, because I'm living here now in Gallus Hill. We're standing here at the moment. And I know that the entrance would be there just opposite Gallus Hill. It might cause a lot of traffic congestion down the road. There are residents here that are concerned about that. But in general, I think they should look at other sites. Even the possibility of going back to St. Joseph's and looking at, could that be developed again? You know, when they have the money, they're investing 25 million here. The possibility of, it's a premium site, St. Joseph's, over there beside a church. And I'd imagine if they had that 25 million and spent it there, it would turn out a state of the art. But I mean, the HSC wouldn't be happy with me saying that because they want to move on. And you know, there's loads of possibilities there, but I haven't got the answer, Rebecca.
Are you concerned that whether it goes ahead at this site opposite Gallows Hill or whether it goes ahead at St. Joseph's, now that because this has been paused, there will be a delay in delivering the unit, which is badly needed?
Oh, I would be concerned about that. There's no doubt about that. St. Joseph's has been a great hospital always. In fact, my mother worked there one time, God rest her. But it's a fantastic hospital, and it has to continue. It's given great care to the elderly people of the county, and that will have to continue. And I would hope that a greenfield site would be... No, I'm not saying that this won't happen, but with all the obstacles that are there, it's not looking great.
Finally, Pat, we've touched upon it. This site had been looked at for Ennis National School. That didn't go ahead. This is now being put into question. Is this site becoming almost an obstacle in Ennis's development?
It possibly is, you see. The college, I mean, I had a development plan yesterday. I was at a meeting, and the priests are looking to build houses down on the front there, beside the, it was the old football pitch, down beside Inishkerra, a couple of houses, and didn't get a positive response, because it would take from the historic features of the college, and here we are building a hospital behind it, like, you know. So we have to be consistent, you know what I mean? I would love to see the priests get retired priests get their house around Flannan's College. It would be lovely. And, you know, I'm not against a hospital here either, I have to say that. But at the moment, you know, that, you know, the planning authority are not happy with it. There are people around here, they're not happy with it. There are other people that wanted to go ahead. So there's no winner. Do you know what I'm saying, Rebecca? And, you know, I would agree that some hospital has to go ahead. So where, I don't know.